This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. Taxi fares in Chicago will soon rise by about 20%. The Chicago City Council today approved the first fare hike in a decade at its meeting. The increase includes a $2.50 rush hour fee, also an overnight fee, and an increase in the per mile rate to 31 cents from 25 cents. The measure is meant to help buoy the cab industry. It's been battered by rideshare competitors Lyft and Uber. The City Council today also approving a $9.5 million legal settlement for a man who spent nearly 20 years in prison for a crime he says he didn't commit. Carl Reed admitted to the 2001 stabbing murder of his neighbor only after 44 hours of police questioning that he says included physical abuse and coercion. Reed's murder conviction was vacated by a Cook County court. A federal appeals court has ordered the release of former ComEd CEO Ann Pramaggiore and lobbyist Michael McLean from prison. Both have been serving two-year sentences for seeking to unlawfully influence former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The appeals court is calling for a new trial. The Sun-Times, though, reports it's not certain whether that will actually happen. The U.S. Supreme Court limited the reach of a key bribery law in 2024. It was used to convict Pramaggiore and McLean a year earlier. Amanda Schnitger Sayers was a juror in the 2023 trial and tells the Sun-Times while she doesn't believe the pair are a danger to society, she hopes a new trial will proceed.
Does it set precedents that other people can do this in the future for more nefarious purposes and as a detriment to society?
This new ruling has no direct impact on Michael Madigan's separate conviction. Chicago White Sox pitcher Noah Schultz made his major league debut last night. The 6'10 lefty was the team's first-round draft pick in 2022. After a rough first inning, the Naperville native settled down and finished with four strikeouts and three earned runs in an 8-5 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays. Despite the defeat, Sox manager Will Venable had positive feedback for Schultz after his first outing.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, whether it was nerves or what. You understand why, that first inning would speed up on him. But, yeah, I just thought he settled in nicely. He was able to command his pitches better. Saw a lot of swing and miss in the zone. He did a really good job.
The White Sox and Rays meet again tonight at Raitt Field. And prom season is here. Dunbar Vocational Career Academy High School is hosting its third annual Chloe's Closet Dress and Suit Giveaway. The school in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood has hundreds of dresses, suits, and shoes and accessories for students to come and shop in a boutique-like experience. You can still register for a prom styling appointment this Saturday. You're listening to The Rundown. Humboldt Park resident Brendan Byrne owed federal taxes after he filed his 2023 return, and like many people, he paid the balance through an online tax platform. But his payment fell into limbo when the IRS-authorized payment vendor he used disappeared. Sun-Times investigative journalist Stephanie Zimmerman helped Byrne track down his money, and I was able to check in with both of them to find out what happened. So, Brendan, let's start with you. I want you to walk through. You were initially filing your tax return in 2024. So here you are. It's 2024. You're paying your 23 taxes and you owed some money. What happened?
So I paid my 2023 amount I owed through PayUSA tax. And when it came to 2024, the IRS told me they never received the payment.
And this was it was a link on the IRS website.
Yes, it was listed on the website among other options. And I just happened to choose PayUSA tax.
And how much of a payment are we talking about?
About $1,000.
Oh, so.
A little under, but.
So not just nothing.
Right. It wasn't a good feeling.
What happened after you realized there was a problem?
I talked to the IRS first, and they said you would need to talk to PayUSA tax because we never received the payment from them. Okay. Even though PayUSA tax took the money out of my account. So it was removed from my account. Eventually, the IRS said they never received it. I contacted PayUSA Tax. They said we no longer work with the IRS. However, they also told me that they did send the payment to them. And I did have email receipts that of PayUSA Tax telling me that the IRS accepted the payment.
Okay. So now this went on for almost a year, and then you filed your 2024 tax return, and you were supposed to get a refund.
Yes. And then they took the amount that they thought I still owed them out of my 2024 refund.
Stephanie, what did you find when you took a look into PayUSA Tax?
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought it was really galling that Brendan paid his taxes twice, essentially. So I went online and I looked at this PayUSA Tax. Hundreds of consumers had complained about them. This is a PayUSA Tax was a platform that was operated by a company called Value Payment Systems. And that company's parent company, Catalyst Payments, they had close to 300 complaints at the Better Business Bureau over the past 3 years. Those complaints have been dropping off, but there were a significant number of complaints.
But then you contacted the Sun-Times.
I did, yes. My mom actually heard a radio ad on NPR, WBEZ, to contact if you're having money problems. So she was like, contact them. I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I filled out a survey and I emailed and I said, kind of briefly explained what happened with my money that seemed to disappear. And then Stephanie reached out to help me solve my problem.
Stephanie, what did you do then?
We just contacted Catalyst, the parent company, and we asked them, hey, what gives? Catalyst determined that Brendan never made an error. Catalyst, this company, heard from the IRS that they located the payment, but it was unpostable, whatever that means. Basically, something went haywire, and it just sat there for all that time. Finally, in mid-December, the IRS finally sent Brendan a refund check for $1,105.42, which included interest. So Brendan got the money right before the holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Brendan. That was pretty nice,
I'm sure.
Stephanie, why did this happen?
Yeah, we wanted to know why. We asked Eric Johnson, who's an executive vice president at Catalyst. They said that most of those issues that happened with PayUSA Tax stemmed from people mistyping numbers or names. That was not the case with Brendan. Brendan did everything perfectly, but he said sometimes something just falls through the cracks. He said that the complaints that people had filed at the BBB about poor customer service were due in part to a lag in federal background checks. They were trying to hire at that time about 24 extra call center workers in 2023 to handle the calls. But they said that the federal government was really slow with these background checks. But the company said they did what they could. They also said that they are no longer working with the IRS, that it was too complicated.
Right. Okay. So, Brendan, PayUSA Tax now shuttered. What would you tell listeners about filing that might help them avoid similar problems?
Oh, man. Definitely keep your receipts, because when it disappears, it can feel very disorienting.
Right. Stephanie, what's your advice?
The IRS has other third-party payment processors for taxpayers who want to use a debit or credit card to pay their taxes. Those companies this year are Pay1040 and ACI Payments. Both of those charge processing fees, so consumers have to be careful. Like, they can go as high as 1.85%. There's other ways to pay your taxes, which include mailing a check or money order, doing a same-day wire, or doing direct pay from your bank account. All of those options are free for consumers. It's important to note that Brendan didn't do anything wrong in this case. It was just a mix-up and kind of a sad situation, but we were happy to help him.
That's Sun-Times investigative reporter Stephanie Zimmerman and Brendan Byrne. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weather, we have a flood watch until 1 in the morning. Showers and thunderstorms on and off today with a high in the mid-70s. Rain tonight, a low near 60. And for Thursday, more showers and thunderstorms and a high again near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.